encouraging engagement. Include a call to action within your content, especially at the end of each post. You want to encourage readers to comment, share, subscribe, all of those good things. So encourage engagement. Promoting your content, you probably should spend the most time, more time promoting your content than you are writing your content. Sharing your blog posts on social media, on different forums, and in relevant communities. You want to build your social media presence because it's crucial to reach a wider audience. I've got a few more here for you. Interacting with your audience, responding to comments, and engaging with your audience. It builds a sense of community and loyalty. You want to do that on social media as well, on your social media platforms. That's how you're going to build it out. Instead of just sharing your content, you want to make sure that you answer all questions, because just like I said, you're going to build a sense of community and loyalty, and you're going to have people that will be back reading your posts all the time. The analytics side of things, you want to make sure that you learn it. You want to make sure that you understand things such as Google Analytics because of the different metrics and how it tracks your blog's performance. So you want to make sure that that's a staple when it comes to creating content, understanding what works and how to adjust the strategy accordingly. Stay consistent. It's something I'm working on myself, and we can do this journey together. We can stay on this journey together, and we can hold each other accountable. Consistency is the key. Stick to a regular posting schedule to keep your audience engaged. Last two things we're going to talk about here. Continuously improve. Be open to feedback. Be open to feedback. Learn from your experiences and continuously improve both your content and your blogging skills. You're going to have some thick skin when it comes to the feedback side of it. That's because you're going to think, sometimes you're going to think the haters are out. The haters are out. The haters are out. And you're going to think that, and sometimes people are going to be flat out mean to you, and they're going to, you know, and you can control that as well. You don't have to let everybody on your platform. You are not for everyone. Everybody is not for you. To weed those people out, you have tools in place to weed those people out. But be open to the positive feedback. The negative feedback, that's going to come. And not just negative in terms of critiquing you, but negative in terms of being a butthole. You know what I'm talking about.